Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh, the eastern edge of what's known as the Rust Belt. There's a reason it's called that. Dozens of American cities in that part of the country have been hit hard economically, and they face the challenge of having to reinvent themselves. One of them is Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, population 75,000. For more than a century, the city was synonymous with Bethlehem steel. But under pressure from steel production worldwide, the blast furnaces shut down in 1995. As part of our 50 States project, the world's Jason Margolis went to Bethlehem to find out how people there have coped.
Bruce Ward spent 27 years working in the Bethlehem steel mill.
It was hot, dirty, dangerous, smelly, loud, obstructive.
Back in the heyday of the 1960s, Bethlehem steel employed 31,000 people in town. Think about that. That's 40% of the city's population. But foreign competition, rising labor costs, advances in manufacturing, and lower demand for steel all took their toll. In the mid-90s, the last workers in Bethlehem were sent home.
You're maybe a fourth-generation steel worker, and you don't have a lot of options, then you're going to take your pension, and you're going to hope for the best, and you're going to maybe get a job as a bus driver.
Approaching age 50, Ward retooled himself as a photographer, videographer, and magician.
All goes so slowly, you'll actually see the rubber band melt right through itself. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Here we go. And three. Now watch how slowly I'm going here.
What you can't see is Ward doing the seemingly impossible, slicing one rubber band through the center of another.
That's good.
Good?
That's great. That's very good.
Ward now spends his days in an artist's studio rather than a blast furnace. He's grateful for that, but he says it's been a pretty rough ride financially. He used to make a comfortable middle-class salary. Now,
You've heard the term starving artist.
Ward's reinvention is not unlike the city of Bethlehem itself.
So we are walking into the Frank Banco Alehouse Cinemas. It's a two-screen independent art house.
Cassie Hilgert is the CEO of ArtsQuest, a nonprofit that provides access to arts and culture. She shows me around Steel Stacks, a sparkling new venue built to stage huge outdoor concerts, films, and comedy shows. The entrance is striking.
You know, when people come to Steel Stacks for the first time, what they see are five towering Gothic blast furnaces that have been rusting since they ceased operations in 1995. So when people first get here, it is like that first trip to New York where you spend most of the time with your neck craned skyward figuring out what happened here.
Hilgert says when Bethlehem Steel went down, people here felt a collective sense of failure.
And why would you want to keep a visible reminder that you failed every single day? So we were early proponents of tearing everything down and starting over, but we went to Northern Germany. And in Northern Germany, they've turned these historic steel plants into cultural districts and real attractions. That was our aha moment to come back and say, we've got a better idea to honor our past.
ArtsQuest and Steel Stacks now employ 70 full-time workers and 300 part-time. There's also a resort casino on the property of the old steel mill, employing 2,300 people. The casino and art house jobs are welcome, but they're a far cry from 30,000 steel workers. And most casino jobs don't pay as well either. Still, Matthew Turk with the Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation says the repurposed steel site serves a bigger role. His job is to attract business investment to the region.
We're looking to China. We're looking to Germany. We're looking to France. We're looking to Japan.
Turk says when potential investors come visit,
you take them to Steel Stacks, and it leads you to that natural story of this was the industrial heritage of the region, and we've pivoted now to the 21st century.
I think the Lehigh Valley is so prime for entrepreneurship.
We're only seeing increasing enthusiasm for startups.
This area is absolutely the place that you want to be. There are so many different resources, so many different financial incentives.
The Lehigh Valley's new economy includes finance, insurance, education, and healthcare, and manufacturing. American, German, Chinese, and Japanese companies are building trucks, plastics, medical devices, and industrial valves here. Again, Matthew Turk.
You have this really diverse economy that is kind of insulated against any kind of significant economic shocks. We're hard-pressed to say Bethlehem is a X. Bethlehem is a little bit of everything.
And still very much a work in progress. The city's household income is lower than the national average, and poverty is high. Still, among old industrial cities, Bethlehem is doing well. Alan Berube with the Brookings Institution has been studying the economic performance of 70 older industrial American cities. He breaks them into four categories, from strong to vulnerable. He put Bethlehem in the top category. He says strong cities, like Bethlehem, St. Louis, and Waterloo, Iowa, among them, share some common characteristics.
The first is that they have an innovation engine, and in a lot of cases, the ability of them to sort of grow new kinds of products and companies and jobs is tied to having a research university nearby.
Bethlehem has Lehigh University and several smaller schools. Point number two, successful industrial cities have also reinvested in their downtowns.
They're bringing jobs and people back into the core after what was many decades of suburbanization and sprawl.
That matters to potential new businesses and residents. Downtown Bethlehem is teeming with shops and cafes. No boarded up windows in this old steel town. Berube says the last thing strong older industrial cities share is strong local leadership. The mayor of Bethlehem, Robert Donchez, a former high school government teacher, gives the credit to his predecessors.
I would say maybe the vision for the future began in 1961. We've always
Even when steel was booming in the 60s, Donchez says local leaders began thinking, what's next? And began investing in industrial parks.
And that began to attract large manufacturing companies, high-tech companies. So many people that lost their jobs at Bethlehem Steel found employment there. If it wasn't for the industrial parks, I think you could make a pretty good argument that we could be a ghost valley.
Now, you simply can't talk about former Pennsylvania steel towns in 2018 without mentioning President Trump. He loves to visit them, and you could plausibly argue that voters around Bethlehem, swing voters in swing counties in a swing state, put Trump in the White House. Reviving American steel has been one of Trump's key promises. Here's the president in Pennsylvania in March talking about newly imposed tariffs on imported steel and aluminum.
Steel is back. It's going to be back, too. Steel is back and aluminum is back.
People say it's too early to declare that. The tariffs are, however, giving a bump to some existing steel mills, like in Illinois. But can steel actually come back to a city like Bethlehem?
I don't think so, no.
Economist Mary Beth Diley at Lehigh University has studied the steel industry.
They're not going to be building integrated plants, I don't think. You're talking hundreds of millions, even $1 billion. I don't see it happening. And I don't think Bethlehem would turn back into a steel town. And I don't think a lot of the residents would want it to, because there was a lot of pollution associated. Well, of course, there'd be more pollution controls these days.
Still, ask former steel worker Bruce Ward what he thinks of attempts to revive steel here. For him, it's just talk. Too little, too late.
Now that people are interested in the steel, if they had that same kind of interest before, the steel company would still be running.
Yes, Ward says the country needs to invest in its industrial base. For him, though, that's not pining for the past. It's looking at how old industrial cities like Bethlehem can find their place in the global 21st century economy. For The World, Jason Margolis, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.